Voters in 21 EU countries, including large nations such as Italy, France, Germany, Spain and Poland, were heading to the polls Sunday to choose the new European Parliament. The EU vote, in which close to 400 million Europeans can participate, comes while the continent witnesses polarized politics over issues ranging from the ongoing war in Ukraine to increased nationalism and migration. Far-right and moderate right-wing parties are expected to make gains, still up to 100,000 Hungarians gathered in Budapest to support the oppositional new Tisza party, led by Peter Magyar, who is due to get a third of the votes. Among them is 53-year-old architect Imre Deneš, who agrees with Brussels that high-level corruption should be tackled in Hungary.
I'm very angry because our government and Orbán has stolen every single euro cent from the people and from the European Union.
Earlier, many attended a massive peace march by Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. His Fidesz party is expected to get most of the 21 seats allocated to Hungary, partly because he opposes sending weapons to Ukraine, suggests his supporter Ester Kovács, a 23-year-old primary school teacher.
I'm a conservative Hungarian woman and I like Orbán Viktor and my country Hungary because I don't want war, because I'm worried about my children and our future.
However, Hungary's share in the European Parliament is tiny compared to Italy, which will hold 76 of the 720 seats in the new parliament. Experts say Italy could play a crucial role in deciding the balance of power in the 27-nation bloc. Polls suggest that the Italian Prime Minister's Brothers of Italy party could decide the political fate of the EU's executive European Commission chief, Ursula von der Leyen, who seeks a second term. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos in Budapest.